This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I trust you're doing well today and that you have a sense of God involved in your life. Do you know God wants to be involved in your life? God created you in such a way that your life would be best when you are in a healthy relationship with Him. And so your life doesn't work properly until things are right between you and God. Are you experiencing that in your life? A frustration? One of the great church fathers in about 300 AD wrote this in a prayer to God: "You have made us for yourself, and restless is our heart until it comes to rest in you." Are you experiencing that restlessness in your heart? Have you sensed God at work in your life, reaching out to you? Do you know, all it takes to begin a relationship with God is to recognize that there's this barrier between you and God called sin, and there's nothing you can do to remove that barrier. But Jesus Christ has taken the barrier, the guilt that's in your life that stands between you and God. He took it on Himself when He died on the cross and faced God's judgment for you and me. You simply need to come to God and say, "God, I know I've offended you, and I want you to be the leader, the ruler of my life. Thank you so much for what you've done for me when Jesus died on the cross. I want to be your child and be led by you." You know, God always responds to that with a welcome, and you begin an awesome life in relationship with God. We're talking about praise this week. Let me read you a few verses from a Psalm of David, Psalm 40. He also experienced God reaching into his life and doing amazing things for him. He says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. And He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord." Don't you want to experience that new song from God in your life? Do you feel like right now you are in the pit of destruction? You're in the miry clay. You're stuck in it. You're sliding around in it. Your life is just getting messed up. And you need to turn to God. David's experience was that God set his feet upon a rock, making his footsteps firm. You see, David started out in that terrible situation in his inner life. But he says, "God heard my cry." He cried out to God. Maybe you are at a place in your life where you need to cry out to God for help. Not just help with your situation, but help with your inner life that's a mess. Yeah, God will meet you at that place. He will do what He alone can do in your life. And what He does in your life, in your inner life, will put a new song in your mouth. A song of praise to God. And as you share with other people what God has done in your life, as David said, many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Isn't that what you want for your life? Don't keep on trying to live life on your own, in your own strength, in your own power, when you were designed to live life in relationship with God leading and guiding and helping your life. Turn to Him right now. Pray a prayer and ask Him to take you into His family and to become the head of your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.